All right, a question here. I think that's really relevant, especially at the start of a program where you are offered so many things, whether it's this program or another program. But it's like there is so much offered, and you see people doing different things that it's just not reasonable not to feel behind, right? Especially when you are wanting to like take three courses at the same time or 20 at the same time or something like that. So, the question is, how do we prioritize our time when we want to spend all our time just educating ourselves? If you haven't yet looked at my time management framework of CARE, CARE, which is a very simple way of looking at it, creating, administering, responding, and educating yourself. It's like you can look for it in the Joyful Productivity course, but essentially, generally speaking, our most valuable for our business time is spent creating and in some ways responding and in some ways administering if you're doing systems and in some ways educating if you are getting just enough to help you create better systems or to create better or to respond better, responding meaning to your social media comments or to your emails and to other people who ask you for certain things. So, how do we not spend all our time educating? This requires you to, well, in my opinion, carving out enough time for the other areas. Creating. Have you carved out enough time? Well, what's enough time? It's like, the enough time creating is around 27 hours per day is enough time. Creating. As much time as you can, essentially creating content, creating products, creating the next product, creating the next launch. Those are all creating extremely important, of course, but administering is also important, obviously. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a business without all the admin stuff that needs to get done, systems, optimization, all that stuff as well. Responding, obviously, you need to do that because your clients are looking for your response and your fans are looking for your response and that kind of thing. But educating is one quarter, right, of the framework. And obviously, educating is a high leverage activity if you are taking one lesson and then adding what you can to your own HAT manuals. If you don't know what a HAT manual is, that's another George lingo that you can find. I do have a quick primer on YouTube. You search George Kao HAT manuals. There's a primer, like a few minute video, just explaining what that means. It's basically a checklist for yourself when you're doing a particular project or task, especially an ongoing task, a recurring one. I have HAT manuals for everything myself because I don't like to remember anything. Like, oh yeah, how do I do that again? How do I pay my affiliates? Oh yeah, here's a giant checklist. Oh, that's right. Do step one. All right, do that. Step two. All right, did that. So educating really, sure, you might be washing dishes and watching one of my videos. That's great. One of my colleagues, it's very funny. He's like, George, I listen to your podcast when I'm taking the bath. I'm like, all right, cool. Well, it helps you relax. Great. No, if you're washing the dishes, if you're doing chores and you watch my course videos, great. That's fine. Just kind of let it wash over you, right? But when it comes to actually doing stuff with my courses, you should probably sit down for 15 minutes, half hour, and go, all right, I'm going to take one lesson of something that intrigues me right now. That's the other thing. Don't feel like you have to go any of my courses. Don't go from beginning to end. Or no, that George said that I should take that one first. Fine. If you want to, go with your energy. Like you go into a course and go, oh, that lesson. Let me just look down the list. Oh, that lesson looks really energizing to me. Go there. Because I try to record everything as a standalone thing. Have you noticed? I try to anyway. Sometimes certain courses like Facebook ads or whatever, it's like, wait, you haven't done the pixel yet? You haven't installed your Facebook pixel? How can you even do right? But most courses, you can go into any random lesson that stands out to you and go, okay, I have 15 minutes right now for my or half an hour for my educating time, educating myself. Let me go into the lesson that resonates with me and watch it for 10 minutes or whatever, however long the video is. And let me now, what can I do from that lesson? Like what am I actually going to change? With regards to my habits, with regards to my systems, or is there a task I need to do? What does that lesson asking me to do? Does it resonate with me? what it's asking me. If it doesn't resonate with me, let me move on to the next lesson that resonates and see if the task or the habit that it's suggesting resonates with me. If it resonates with me, okay, let me now spend the rest of my half hour putting that thing into my HAT manual or to my daily checklist or into my to-do list or into my calendar to say, all right, I'm gonna do that thing. Right. So really, I think that's the most effective way of going through my courses and therefore not spending all your time. You could, again, do it when you're washing dishes, when you're doing chores, when you're walking, when you're driving, you want to listen to my courses. Right. But that's not super helpful. That's great. That's going to give you a good overview, but you got to sit down for 15, 30 minutes once in a while or once a day to go, I mean, let me apply something. Right. So I hope this is helpful.